It was almost 2 years ago that Hawaiian Electric canceled three large solar projects started by the now bankrupt company SunEdison. Those three solar farms here on Oahu are being kick-started by NRG Energy, which bought out the SunEdison projects worth an estimated $350 million. Those projects at Kōʻailoa, Mililani, and Waipio will generate 110 megawatts of solar energy, enough to power 18,000 homes. Joining us this morning is NRG's Craig Cornelius.
We've already started construction at all three of the solar facilities, and at that, ahead of the schedule that we'd set for ourselves and with HECO, when we had the opportunity to take custody of projects in the fall of 2016. So the construction activities are underway, and I think the goal is for them to be in service and producing power, all of them, during the first half of 2019. And given the pace that we've been able to work with our own construction firms and all the applicable permitting agencies within the state, and the speed that HECO's been working to, I think we're feeling quite good about the timetable we're working to under those projects.
Now, I know SunEdison had already put in some of the infrastructure and had some of the panels up at that one solar farm in central Oahu. Did you have to replace everything?
Yeah, in point of fact, I think, you know, we, with the time, the intervening time between when the projects had originally started construction and when we did, we'd concluded that the long-term reliability of the plants and the cost structure for the ratepayers would both be best served by our kind of starting anew in terms of the ground-up construction at the sites and bringing new equipment in for panels. And so we've done all that. And the result is a pretty meaningful reduction in the price per kilowatt hour from the contracts that were originally in place, and equipment that that now has been designed to withstand the environment there in Oahu for the full projected service life of those plants that we hope will be generating power there within the state long past the end of the contract period for, you know, more than three decades.
So is it a better deal?
Yeah, I think it's a better deal for the ratepayers for sure. I mean, part of the public filings outlined this, but, you know, at 10.8 cents per kilowatt hour on a blended average basis, the price of power from these plants is, you know, amongst the lowest costs achieved for generation within the state to date. And it's certainly a good bit lower than the original contracts on those. And, you know, we were excited to get to do that because, you know, that additional time let us deploy those enhanced technologies, but also because, you know, the statement that the state's made in terms of national leadership around renewable deployment, both being a good objective unto its own, but also being a sensible economic objective, needs people like us to help make each step on the path towards 100% renewables be a cost-effective one. So we were pleased to be able to drop the cost of power from these plants as much as we did. And, you know, amongst the ways we were able to do that was by employing new equipment and new construction methods, which is what's at work out there at the three sites today in Hawaii.
Now, I know we visited farms where they were breeding sheep with the plan that the sheep would basically keep the grass down. What's in place going forward for these three solar farms?
Yeah, that actually is a part of the site plan for some of these, and I think we'd be glad maybe subsequent to this call to try to help put you in touch with some of the other stakeholders who'd give you, you know, that local picture. But you know, I think we were mindful as we got the opportunity to become custodians of these projects, of the sort of integrated sustainability objectives that all the stakeholders around these facilities have, and in particular, the philosophies that the Kamehameha Schools foundations have around land use planning, supporting multiple uses and multiple benefit streams for the community. So vegetation control and for a good portion of the acreage of these projects will be through that kind of cheap grazing. The name of the species I can't recall, but they are they're distinctive for their height, among other things, which is helpful in allowing them to come along underneath the height of the solar arrays. And we've been thoughtful about other aspects of site use to make sure that you know, these sites fit into the rest of the uses adjacent to them. And, you know, I think the experiences that we've had with all the adjacent stakeholders have been pretty positive so far.
Right. The Kōʻailoa solar project, I know, I think is located near where there's a sheep farm. And fascinating. I mean, you know, the way it was explained to me, well, you know, if you use cows or cattle, they might, you know, bump up against the panels. And if you use goats, they might jump on the panels. So
yeah.
It was interesting to hear the stories behind why sheep work and another type of animal doesn't.
Yeah, well, and I think throughout the fleet that we have in the continental U.S., we've learned a lot about how to sort of get to the best outcomes in terms of agricultural uses sort of adjacent to or coincident with, you know, both our wind and solar facilities. And it's not, you know, you learn things like you just said by experience. And, you know, there are other things, for example, that we've done in the design of these plants to enable that by changing, you know, the selection of cabling and burying it and things like that. So fortunately, you know, part of what we're hoping to bring to bear in Oahu through construction of these projects is some of the experiences that we've had in the continental U.S. And as an example for that, actually something also that we'd arranged with the Kamehameha schools is that we'll be bringing career development opportunities to people in Hawaii to come back and learn more about how we operate and construct facilities here in the United States, with the hope that both what we do there on the island in constructing these facilities and then running them, but also the experience we've been developing here in the continental United States can be transmitted to people there within the state, both to help with the operations of these first three projects, but lay a foundation for more to be built over time there within all the islands of Hawaii.
Craig Cornelius is president of NRG Renewables, LLC. He'll be on hand Wednesday at a ceremonial groundbreaking here on Oahu. Again, those solar projects expected to be online starting in 2019.